At their September 19th meeting, the commissioners received a proposal from the Pocahontas County Free Libraries, which would officially allow the Pocahontas County Libraries to lawfully continue to receive funds from the County Commission's hotel motel tax. This would be accomplished by designating the libraries as visitor information centers, since every day they serve as such by answering visitors' questions about the county and by providing directions and guidance to tourists. Visitor centers are organizations that are qualified to receive hotel motel tax money, while simple libraries are not included in the West Virginia law as agencies qualified to receive those tax proceeds. In the proposals, the libraries would 1. Change the name of the organization from the Pocahontas County Free Libraries to the Pocahontas County Libraries and Tourist or Visitor Centers. 2. They will alter their hours to possibly be open on Saturdays, budget permitting. 3. They will post outside of each branch the new name and that free Wi-Fi is available. 4. Place racks of tourist information and brochures in each branch. 5. Increase offered services by renting equipment such as fishing gear and bicycles to visitors. 6. They will have the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau provide training to the library staff to enable them to better serve as tourist information providers. The commissioners voted to approve this proposal, but said they cannot vote to permanently continue funding until the proposal has been implemented. They agreed to temporarily continue the current funding until that happens, possibly as soon as January 1st. In other actions, the commissioners voted a 55-cent per $500 increase in the county portion of the excise tax. The new rate will take effect for all real estate transactions occurring after January 1st. The commissioners heard a presentation from Bob Ashley, Governor Justice's legislative director, and from Division of Highways District Engineer James A. Rossi about the governor's proposed Roads to Prosperity road bond, which will provide extra funds to repair smaller roads in every West Virginia county if the road bond is passed at the October 7th special election. Ashley extolled the benefits of this increased road funding, while Rossi simply talked about how the money would be spent to help Pocahontas County. The Pocahontas County Times, on its September 21st front page, shows a map of the road improvements in Pocahontas County that are proposed if the bond passes. Donald McNeil, the Pocahontas County Floodplain Coordinator, told the commissioners that there is a need to add a fee schedule to the county floodplain ordinance so that floodplain permit fees can help pay the cost of the needed inspections. McNeil says he was more interested in having permit fees for large companies, such as the pipeline construction companies, rather than adding a permit fee to individual homeowners' permits. The commissioners agreed to look at and consider any fee schedule presented to them. The commissioners voted to allow the Pocahontas County Chamber of Commerce to use a portion of the former shoe factory building for their annual haunted house in October. The commissioners approved the county clerk's 2016 county financial statement, and they approved granting a right of entry for the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection to conduct an environmental study for the Interstate Hardwoods building site in the East Fork Industrial Park. The meeting ended with the signing of invoices. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.